Hello, Peter. What are you doing here in the library? I often come to the reading room, but I've never seen you here before. Hello, Jane. That's right. You couldn't have possibly seen me here. I come round to change my books and look through the some journalist novels during the term time, but there it is. The end of the term is different, of course. Why so? Well, you know, the exams are coming and I'm getting a bit nervous. Have you missed many classes there? Not many, really, but the fact is that I did just the bare minimum even for my major. There is a lot of information which went over my head completely. My group of writers have lent me their notes, but they are very little use. They are really brief as a rule, so I can't make out a single thing of them. So you have missed not classes but opportunities, if I can put it this way. I guess you can. Do you think I will be able to catch up with the rest of the group? I doubt it. I have been using my computer much to put all the information in groups to use the interviews, but it doesn't seem to be helping much. It's totally up to you. If you are determined to success, then you will have to spend days and nights on your books and your computer. What worries me is the language course. It seems totally impossible. Yes, it will be the most difficult one. I simply can't expect to tell you all the words in all my notes and just in your minds. Do you think I will fail in it? Peter, be more optimistic. If the teacher sees you have tried to do at least something, she will appreciate it, I'm sure. Thank you, Jane. You are such a good friend. How about you? Are you ready for your exams? I want you to know. Actually, I'm not so sure about literature. I think I will be the teacher's advice next time. So, it's you.